Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Love Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 16th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Maria Stewart, 43, and I'm from Altrincham near Manchester.
And how are you doing today, Maria?
Okay, a little bit nervous but excited.
So can I briefly take you back to when you initially heard about the project?
Yeah, I think I read about it because I was aware of what was happening on the fourth plinth prior to it anyway, and I really enjoy Anthony Gormley's work, so it was the combination of Anthony Gormley being involved and opening it up to anybody to do anything. It just seemed like a really exciting proposition, so yeah, I put my name down the minute I heard.
And how did you feel when you found out that you had a place?
Absolutely ecstatic. It was like my version of winning the lottery. So, yeah, really excited.
And have you been following the project so far?
Yeah. I've been dipping in and out and kind of just leave the website on and visit it whenever, you know, I've got time.
And what do you think of its progress so far?
I think it's been really interesting. I'm going to take the opportunity to look back at the highlights that I noticed on the Sky website. They've got little snippets where they've edited together different topics, the dancers and bad weather and things like that, so I'll look more at that. But so far, yeah, I just think it's been a really interesting cross-section of people and interests and statements, so yeah.
So can I ask you what you're planning on doing with your hour?
I'm an illustrator, and I had no idea what I would do when I applied. It seems everyone writes their little statements and has the same opinion. They sort of don't know what they're going to do, and then when you find out, it's I don't know, you're so shocked that you got a place, you never expected it, you haven't prepared anything. So I kind of struggled at first to decide what I wanted to do, but I think I always knew that I wanted to draw while I was up there. So children's book illustration is my area of interest, so it seemed kind of obvious, although it didn't dawn on me at first, to make a book, an illustrated book of the journey to the plinth. Not so much a narrative, but lots of different scene events and just little statements about the whole project and my involvement in it and what I've done. So I've already done some work for that, and it's going to culminate with the drawings of the scenes that I make while I'm on the plinth, kind of doing a 360 of what I can see.
And can you talk a little bit about illustration, how long you've been kind of interested in art, actually producing art?
Well, I've always been involved in paper, pencils and sellotape since I was able to open the drawers and get them out, so, and it used to drive everybody mad. So ever since a kid, really, I'm making little books and comics and things like that. I originally did textile design, which I really shouldn't have done. I should have done illustration from the start. That kind of put me off being involved in any art, so I went into the music industry for years and years and kind of removed myself from art for a long while, even though I had a really strong interest in it. And then after my children, I went back and studied illustration, and that's what I'm doing now.
And what kind of work do you do?
Children's book illustration, so yeah. So it's drawn writing children's stories.
Okay,
so.
Wow. And was it, how old are your children?
My youngest is just 8 and my eldest is 9.
And was it after having children that you kind of became inspired to go down that route?
Yeah, I think it is. I've always had an interest in children's books and I used to collect them way before I had children. So kind of having children just reignited that and just made me more determined than ever to do. It's what I should have done when I first went to college and didn't, but sometimes you need to have that journey before you find out what you really want to do.
And where do you normally draw the inspiration?
Anyway, I think as an illustrator, you're often, I read somewhere, I can't remember if it was Ronald Searle, or it was some illustrator who talked about illustrators being voyeurs, so people who watch what's going on all the time and then use that to inform their work and record what they're seeing. Everything's an inspiration, really. Sounds a bit cliche, but it's just looking out and taking on events, people, movements, scenes, everything. like a big sponge, absorbing it all.
So actually from the plinth, you're planning on drawing just around 360?
Yeah, so everything and everybody. So if people want to be in my drawings, then if they can stand still for a little while, I'll include them in the drawings as well.
And how would you describe your style?
It's kind of evolved over the last year. I did an MA and graduated in January 2008. And all the experimentation I should have done on my MA sort of happened over the last year. So I don't know, I think I'm really influenced by people like Saul Steinberg. I'm really interested in space and quite often the space around the illustration, not just what's happening in the picture. So.
And can I ask you a little bit about what you did before illustration? Have you always been working in illustration?
No. Prior to that, before I had the children, I worked in the music industry and I was in music promotions for about 12 years. And then before that, I was a freelance textile designer and I've taught as well. I'm teaching now as well. I'm back in teaching part-time. So, yeah.
So you're teaching part-time as well at
yeah,
the moment?
Yeah.
And you're teaching illustration?
No, I'm teaching in an FE college in Liverpool, and I teach art and design and on fashion courses as well.
Okay, wow. And are you enjoying that?
Yeah, I love it. I've only been back for a year and I'm really, really enjoying it. And it's really, actually being back in teaching is really opened my eyes to a lot of things. It's sort of really, it's been really beneficial for me personally as an illustrator as well. It's kind of opened up my areas of interest, so yeah.
And being a kind of children's book illustrator and writer, do you feel that contact with children is essential to kind of provide insight into subject matter.
I think there's definitely an element of that. It's really helpful if you're around children, and just so when you're coming up with stories and narratives and characters, it's always good for that character to be really easily identifiable for the reader, for the child. So understanding a child and their way of thinking and approaching situations, but a lot of that I think can be gained from, you know, remembering your own experiences of childhood. So there's an element of you that's always there that was the child, so yeah.
And can I ask about one of your maybe favourite books that you've written?
Well, there were some drawings that I didn't get onto. I didn't manage, there was a problem, and I was trying to, there's a drawing that I did of myself on the plinth with one of my characters that I'm at some point it will be published. I'm not going to let go of it. It's a pony character, and it's been with me for the last few years, and it is a real childlike character, and I think there's a lot of elements of me as a child in the character. It's kind of difficult to explain, but there's a lot of elements in it that I recognise. So yeah, I think the pony will be up there with me today.
And have you brought anybody with you today in particular?
My dad's come down from Liverpool. I've got some friends, really good friends in London, who are turning out with their children. The rest of my family are in France, so they're at the moment driving around trying to find a Wi-Fi connection so that they can watch the website. And I've got lots of other friends, and the rest of my family are all going to watch it online. So, yeah.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you looking for today?
I think it's just being a part of it. I just want to enjoy it. I just think I'm really, really lucky. I think I've been really privileged to have the opportunity. So, you know, I think all of us, I think the whole human race always looks to leave some sort of legacy, and there are very few of us who will have monuments and statues built for us. But I almost feel like this is a statement of mine, even though I did it because I wanted to be a part of something. Anthony Gormley's, you know, that was my original motive. I think it kind of changes and develops as you're thinking about what you're going to do up there, and it becomes more a part of you that fits into this big part of Anthony Gormley's work. So, like one of his little people, you know, the little ceramic people, yeah.
Can I also ask you a little about where you're from, where you grew up?
I'm originally from East Anglia, but I always say that I'm from Liverpool because we moved there when I was about five, and that's where I grew up, and that's where I really see my roots. So I love Liverpool. It's a fantastic city. And I left there and went to college in Manchester and lived in London for a while, lived in Edinburgh, and came back and lived in Manchester.
Okay. And what's your relationship with London like?
I lived here. My first child was born here. When I was younger, I absolutely loved it. When my first child was born, I was still really enjoying it. But I am really glad that we moved out. And I love coming back to visit, but I am glad that I'm not bringing my children up in London. Yeah. So.
And what do you think this project has brought to the city?
I can't answer that one because I don't see it as a London thing. I know it has the really, you know, has the involvement of the Mayor of London, but I really didn't regard it, especially when I first took part, as a London project. I saw it as a British, you know, a UK thing. I don't consider myself, I'm not a Londoner, so, and it seems to me that the whole country's been represented, so, you know, and London is part of our country, you know. There's as much ownership of London, I think, outside. I think some people can get a bit snippy about London sometimes, but I just see it as, it's, you know, another city. It's Liverpool and Manchester, and all of them have big contributions. So.
Yeah. And are you interested in the arts?
Yeah.
And Anthony, you followed his work up until now?
Yeah. We've been over to Crosby because that's not far away from us quite often to see another place. I spent a lot of time this year because we had the biennial in Liverpool last year, and I spent a lot of time with my students working on projects, and quite a few of them visited another place too, and that helped influence some of the work that they produced as well. I think the first work I saw was when we went up to the Baltic in Newcastle to see big exhibition up there, and that was a few years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago. And it was kind of then being able to walk around the figures and in amongst them, and such a different experience to seeing it on TV or in a book. It kind of does draw you in, so I think that's kind of when I got drawn into being more interested. So
great. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. I don't think so.